Looking at the museum reach today, it's hard to even imagine the way it looked 8 years ago.
It was a trapezoidal ditch. It was a tiny little bit of water that ran down the middle of it.
Architect Irby Hightower co-chaired the San Antonio River Oversight Committee with former Mayor Lila Cockrell. That committee was the liaison between government and contractors, plus the stakeholders and interested parties. Fairly early on, a problem emerged. In between the original concept in 2007, the project estimates skyrocketed.
When we got the bids back to do the museum reach, it was almost twice as much.
County Judge Nelson Wolf talking about the bid that caused everyone to step back and take a breath. One aspect of the reach was a particular challenge, here explained by former Mayor Phil Hardberger.
One thing that had hung people up was there is some fall in the river, about 9 foot. People didn't know what to do about that.
How to deal with that 9 foot elevation change between the Pearl and the Brooklyn Bridge. There were options to manage that change, a dam being one, but the expensive way had been chosen, a lock. Here's how it would work. Barges would enter the lock and doors would close behind them. River water would be injected into the lock, raising the barge up 9 feet in a few minutes. Then the doors would open on the other side and the barge would continue upstream.
A lot of Cockrell was she tells a great story, but it's true. when we were trying to decide what to do on that, Lila came to my office once and literally in tears said, "Please build the lock."
I will have to say I absolutely did not cry, but he might have thought I was going to.
Recollections differ on that pivotal meeting, but the important thing is this.
Before I left his office, I had a promise.
She convinced me. We built the lock, and I'm really glad we did.
And Nelson Wolf tells a story related to the locks that Hardberger confirmed to me.
He said, "How much do you think the Taj Mahal cost to build?" I said, "I have no idea." And he said, "Who cares? It's one of the greatest architectural pieces in the world. This river will be thought of in that similar vein."
While not the Taj Mahal, the Brooklyn Bridge lock is a very fascinating piece of engineering and has become an attraction itself. Now that that decision was out of the way, the design and engineering of the rest of the museum reach was next. The firm selected was Ford Powell and Carson, but it wasn't a run-of-the-mill job.
The project pretty much had to be designed almost literally foot by foot.
John Mize was project manager with the firm.
Every aspect of the project had to be treated individually and uniquely.
They encountered a few things they didn't expect to.
The contractor found a dam that dates back to the late 1800s, early 1900s.
And there was this surprise about Boone Powell, the primary designer of the museum reach.
Boone actually drew pretty much the entire project, the whole 6,900 feet of it, by hand.
So the museum reach was designed not in the world of computers, but with pencil on paper. Tomorrow on the Museum Reach, the artists who turned the flood control project into something much more.
The idea just sprang into my mind of a school of fish that seems to be swimming underneath the highway.
So in a way, the whole thing becomes this kind of lively space of light and color.
The light gets reflected and refracted through the fiber optics that are integrated into the colored concrete.
That's tomorrow during Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio.